You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. All right, good morning, No Finish Line Nation. Episode, I think might be 50. I think it might be 50 of the podcast so far. So it's a pretty exciting day. I'm hoping that all of you are doing really, really well this morning. It is a Thursday. We are heading into the weekend. Hopefully you guys got great plans this weekend. I know we, as a family, have a Halloween party planned this weekend. So I know on the No Finish Line Nation page, we have the hashtag of Show Us Your Pumpkins on there for people to show their pumpkin carvings, their costumes, anything that's having some fun with family. Friends, anything you're doing for the Halloween festivities or trick-or-treating or whatever it is, to be able to post onto that small little event that Jonathan made on the page itself, so that way everybody can kind of go in, place some pictures on there, and spread the word, share the hashtags, and then we're going to do a drawing for some Mud Hustler gear to be able to give away. So it's going to be great. I know we're partaking this weekend. We're going to have some friends and family over, so that way we can sit down and barbecue, grill, and enjoy each other's time and stuff like that. Kid-friendly, so it's going to be a nice event. So it'll be a great time. So anyway, the coffee talk is going to be a pretty short one today because it's all about simple thinking, right? So yesterday I was having a conversation with a coworker, and the coworker had been with the company that we work for over 20 years. And he's a great guy, and we were having a conversation. It was just all about longevity, and it was about being able to withstand the tides of time and be able to be a part of an organization, a sales organization no less, for that length of time, and not ever get bored or complacent or want to be able to move on to something different. I mean, he's moved up a little bit in the company. He's not an executive or anything like that, and he's moved up to a fairly comfortable position, but he's taken a long time getting there. And I almost feel like it's because of the longevity of the time frame that he's been there that they've promoted him small incremental amounts, but he's happy and he's content with where he's at. So I had a conversation with him and I said, you know, tell me a little bit more about what you're doing and how you are creating an environment for yourself that you can still be inspired and be able to move forward throughout all these years that you're out there doing the things that you're doing. Always having a smile on your face and always bringing a positivity to everybody around you and continuing to love the job that you're in and be able to continue to move forward, because everybody always wants to be better, or everybody wants to succeed or grow, or I should say be promoted or whatever it is in the workplace that we work in. So everybody's so focused around that, but he's been there for 20 years and he's still content and happy with where he was on the first day that he got there. So he shared a little bit with me and we started talking, and he kept on elaborating and leaning in on the fact that he feels like the reason that he's been successful as he has is because he's been learning since day one. He's never stopped learning. Every day that passes, he learns something new. And I said to him, I said, 20 years of experience, though, in sales and the retail environment, and whether it's leading teams or not, how in the world do you continue to learn over and over again and continue to learn new things based on the fact that you've been here for 20 years? You know it all, don't you? And he said to me, I learn because what I do is I open my eyes and my ears to the people that are around me. Young, fresh people that come in from with different perspectives, different sales approaches, different abilities to be able to communicate, different goal setting, different types of passion and energy. And he said that every day he comes in and he just takes a little bit from each person. He just dives in to be able to say, oh, wow, that's a pretty good approach to that. Oh, I like that approach. I'm going to try that. And he tries to keep it fresh in his own world, where the space that he's living in and the space that he's playing in, he keeps it fresh. And he keeps it part of whatever he's learning from them. He tries to incorporate and make it a goal of his own to be something that he tries to be able to incorporate into his own sales approach or his own work ethic or anything like that. Now, at first I was thinking to myself, okay, well, that's easier said than done, because, you know, you can't just learn from everybody. You know, if you have a team of eight and you're sitting there going to work, how can you learn more from each one of those people? So he then elaborated a little bit more on some of the customers that he deals with, or the customers that he helps or he supports, and how he learns from them. and he learns from the leaders that he works for, or he learns from reading, or he learns from audiobooks, or whatever it is, he's always looking to learn something new. And he takes that home with his own lifestyle at home, where he actually tries to incorporate new things and embracing change instead of shunning change away. So I got to thinking to myself, how does this incorporate with us? How can I incorporate this in with our journey and our lifestyle and the way that we are all trying to navigate through this health journey, whether it's losing weight, whether it's gaining muscle, anything that we're trying to do, running miles or whatever? How do we incorporate that in with what we're doing? And I'll tell you, it's easy to fall complacent when you are overconfident with the things that you're doing. How many of you have gone through whatever the journey that you're on right now and gotten so confident with the things that you're doing that you stop tracking, or you stop counting calories, or you stop looking at the fat content because you, quote unquote, as you can hear on the radio or on the podcast that I'm doing the air quotes, you know that what those counts are. And you just continue to move forward, and then you all of a sudden start to see yourself slide and start to put on weight. And then, of course, the frustration kicks in because you're gaining weight and you think that you're doing everything that you need to do. How many of you have done that? Because I know I've done it multiple times where I've become complacent because I feel like I know. I don't really need to be as vigilant because I'm good to go. Just like my coworker of 20 years, he could have easily said, I know everything about what I'm doing here. So you know what? I'm just going to sit complacent and just kind of, you know, slide off into the sunset and do whatever I'm doing. And then possibly could have either been let go or tenure or retired or whatever else that's there. But he loves what he does because he keeps it fresh and he changes his game all the time. So if today you're in that complacent mode and you are overconfident about the things that you're doing, and you don't have the same passion, fire, and energy you did when you first started this journey, or you first started to lose whatever weight or gain those certain types of muscles or define those certain types of muscles, well, get back to the basics. Change the game. Learn more approaches to be able to get back to where you were when you first started. Because if you're sliding, you're just going to continue to slide until you put a stop to it and change the game. And then learning from things from others is pretty, I love this concept, right? So look at all of the different mediums that we have in place here. We have Connect platform for Weight Watchers, for people that are here. We have Facebook, the No Finish Line Nation page that is on there that has 32,000 people of like minds and like feelings about weight loss and health and all the good things that you can lean in on. You have Instagram, which has a huge, huge following of different avenues and different ways to be able to travel this journey together with other people. You have meetings that you might go to if you're a Weight Watchers contributor. You have gyms to go to that you can talk to, and fitness instructors or people that are professionals at what they're doing. You got school. You can actually take classes, do audiobooks, whatever it is. Whatever it is that you can do, you can tap into. We have so many resources at our disposal. Every click of the internet is a trove of all kinds of information that you can find and dig into to be able to challenge yourself, to learn, and be able to grow. So as my coworker says, after 20 years of being in the business, he learns every single day, why aren't we doing that? Even if we think we're good at what we do, even if we think our journeys are at a finish line point, but we got to continue to push forward. The second that we become complacent and the second that we start to slide because life deals us bad cards, or we just get comfortable in our own skin and where we're at with everything, if we don't continue to drive and don't continue to move forward and live in that space, whether we're comfortable with where we're at, but complacency is different than comfortability. So I don't even know if that's a word, but if you are comfortable, that's okay. But you got to still continue to challenge yourself and push yourself into living this long-term health journey that you're on. If you're complacent, then you may start to slide. And if you start to slide, that's when the frustration kicks in, and that's when you start to go off the rails, because then you're pissed off and frustrated over the fact that you are now gaining weight when you feel like you're doing everything you need to do, when you actually aren't, but you think you are because your brain is telling you, I'm good at what I do. So overconfident creates complacency is what I heard from my coworker. And I'm going to bring that to my own journey here, because I feel like at times I do get overconfident with things. I don't count things. I don't measure things because I know what they seem to look like, or I know what they seem to do. But if I get back to the basics and I hone in on the passion and energy that I had when I first started this journey years and years ago, I feel like I can continue to push forward and continue to, I'm still in the losing phase, but for long-term maintenance folks, it's a great piece. It's a great reflection to continue to keep it fresh with as long-term as you are trying to be able to stay in the successful place that you're in. I hope that that helps you as much as it helped me, because after I had that conversation with them, I think I can also incorporate that not just with my health journey, but also my life with, as being a dad and being a husband, keeping it fresh and learning from the people around you rather than just being overconfident or being complacent with the things you're doing. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at LiquidShano1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.